Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars. Good evening and welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast, episode 191, as we are a week into the National Hockey League season. I am the host of the show, Brad Brood, joined alongside my co-host, Blake Friars. Blake, we're a week in and some really actually entertaining hockey games so far.
Yeah, no, the offense is up. There's been a lot of crazy games. I've watched a lot of hockey this past week.
You know, I was a little bit shocked last night. I understand the reasoning behind it, but it was weird being 4 days into the season and not having any games.
I was a little confused too, but I mean, you got postseason baseball, you got football Sunday. Probably not going to get much viewers on the old hockey.
I don't know. I mean, I get it, but like, how much can you schedule around? You know, I don't know. It's not like it was Super Bowl Sunday or something. I don't know. It just seemed a little bit odd. Stanley Cup rings.
Those are cool.
No, they're, I don't know. The box is cool. The display was cool.
Yeah.
And that's
the ring's pretty cool.
And that's where they'll stay because nobody's wearing that thing.
Yeah.
Nobody's wearing that.
Maybe.
What are you wearing that to?
I mean, it just probably goes in your trophy case. I mean,
it goes in the box in your trophy case.
You wouldn't wear an NHL ring outside?
No, I wouldn't. There's a couple reasons why I wouldn't.
Well, I wouldn't want it to get stolen. But
number one, I wouldn't want it to get nicked, anything hitting it at all. And number two, it's so freaking gaudy huge that it would be uncomfortable to wear. And I don't know. I look at hockey players differently than a lot of the other sports, and I'm not saying they're not, they're uber proud to have won the Stanley Cup. But most of the guys that I know that have played in the National Hockey League are pretty humble, and those aren't humble pieces. Does that make sense?
No.
Not that they're not proud of it. And not that they're not going to show it off, but I think they would show it in a different way.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm wondering, like, how much bigger can you make these rings?
Yeah, but all sports are like that, though. Like, World Series rings, they're that big.
No, I know, but it, I mean, you can't go any, I mean, back in, okay, when you looked at the rings from the 70s to the 80s to the 90s to 2000 to 2010s to the 2020s, they've over doubled in size.
Yeah.
Okay, so in 2042, when somebody wins the Stanley Cup, is it going to be as big as their hand? Is it going to be a bracelet?
No, it'll be the same.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, at what point?
It's not going to get any bigger.
Well, I don't know. That's what they said in 89, too. I don't know. To me, it just...
There's just a lot of details going it. Like the player's name, who they beat, usually is in the middle.
I get it. Yeah. And I think it's beautiful. And I think it's unbelievable. But it's not a ring you wear. It's a centerpiece. And the case that they have, to me, this year's case...
That's pretty cool.
Was...
Tampa did it, too. They did one like that, too.
They had a video type thing in there?
Yeah.
I mean,
their first one.
That to me was pretty damn impressive. I thought that was pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your thoughts on this Kevin BX signing a 1-day deal?
Yeah, I don't mind it. He's going to do it last year, and then 2 years ago, COVID happened. He's one of my favorite.
Why not
players.
Just honor him though? Like I like him too. And I really like him on Hockey Night in Canada.
He's going to retire as a Canuck, and he's probably going to go on the Ring of Honor.
Okay. So everybody thinks of him as a Canuck anyway, so why do you have to sign a 1-day contract?
Because he's not officially retired. I don't know.
So does that count against the cap then?
No.
Why not? He's signing the contract.
I don't know, but.
Do you ever think that maybe the Canucks will put him in?
They should.
I just
probably could still.
He might be your top four. I'm not joking either.
Probably. Yeah, it's not good. It's not a good start.
I just wonder. Like, I'm all about them celebrating his career because he was a good player for you guys. And I mean, obviously, I don't think his
not many D built like him anymore.
He was not good enough to have his number retired. But no, but good
was,
enough for the.
He was a leader.
Yeah,
he
but
was,
good enough for their.
Heart and, he's a heart and soul guy.
Like I said, good enough for their honor roll. Okay,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't understand the 1 day contract thing because. Like, yeah, when you say certain players, like if I say Jaromir Jagr, what team do you think of?
Pittsburgh.
Me too.
I mean, he played there before I was even alive.
But yeah, so. But you still think of him as that because that's when like nuts and bolts Jaromir Jagr was
back cups,
king of the world, I mean, you know?
He bounced around too much.
But I think if we asked 100 hockey fans, 90 of them would say Pittsburgh. And you know, yeah, you look at other players that bounced around.
Well, he only played on two teams.
Okay, well, you say Theo Fleury. What do you think of
Calgary?
You don't think Chicago Blackhawks?
No.
You don't think New York Rangers? You don't think Colorado Avalanche?
Although he did have some good years in Anaheim, though.
In Anaheim, he never played for Anaheim.
Bieksa went to Anaheim.
Oh, Bieksa. Yeah, I meant Theo Fleury.
No, Bieksa. He went to back-to-back conference finals.
Bieksa was probably better in Anaheim.
No, yeah, right.
Had more success in Anaheim. Yeah, more success.
Stop. He didn't go. He did not go to a cup in Anaheim. That's just stop.
Oh, what year was the cup? 2011. All right. Hey, today on the show, we are going to talk about Matt Murray and how well that experiment is going for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Then we'll go around the league, talk about Travis Sanheim signing, problems in New Jersey, Fleury, Milano, Cole cleared, and Battle of Alberta, the new version, and Nurse fined. And I want to talk about just the level of play from Darnell Nurse. All right, let's talk Toronto Maple Leafs, and probably not a good night to talk Toronto Maple Leafs since they just lost to the Arizona Coyotes.
To the ASU Sun Devils.
Wow. But things are not good in Toronto, and we're going to talk about a couple other teams in this segment where they're not probably getting off to the start they want to. But let's start with Matt Murray. And Matt Murray goes down Saturday morning in a pregame skate with what's been called an abductor injury. Looks like 4 weeks. He's been placed on long-term injured reserve. This 28-year-old was brought in as a reclamation project in a way, I guess. Would that be a proper term, you think, Blake?
Yeah, that's the exact term.
And me and you both...
Try and squeeze out some stuff.
Squeeze out a miracle is what they were looking to do, right?
Yeah.
Squeezing out. And all they've squeezed out so far is shit. Because Matt Murray has not been good, and then to top it off, Saturday morning gets injured, which is bad, but it is almost compounded with the fact that with their cap space, they had to have put him on long term because they didn't even have the cap space to call up, which now being on...
Yeah, they had $4 of cap space.
So they would have been playing with one goalie. So... Yeah. Eric Carlgren called up from the Toronto Marlies on emergency basis. And
he played today.
And the result, a 4-2 loss to the Arizona Coyotes. Now, I am not pinning all the problems in Toronto on goaltending, but it's not been good. And Samsonov, to me, was the guy, and I talked about it earlier this year on one of the shows, and I thought Toronto wasn't going to be in that bad a shape this year. Because I didn't think Matt Murray was going to be any good, but I thought Samsonov would probably be the guy that took the reins, and there, that opportunity yeah. still could happen. But
right.
I watched him on Saturday night and was not impressed. Were you?
Yeah, Saturday. Yeah, he was okay.
Yeah,
I mean they won. They won the game. He was good, played well enough for them to win.
Yeah,
that's all you can ask for from your goalie. So
true, true.
I mean, I don't think he's.
So why did they not play him tonight?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, is that not odd to you?
It's not a back-to-back. I don't know.
I don't understand the reasoning. I don't even give a shit if it's a back-to-back. Like, he's your guy now, right?
Yeah. Maybe they didn't want to start him 3 games in 5 days. I don't know. I have no idea.
Almost desperate measures, though, in Toronto right now, right? I mean, like, are you worried about that right at the moment
they're
here?
They're 2-2.
No. I'm not saying
They're going to have to, I mean, you can't be losing to Arizona, but. Well,
okay, here's what I mean by desperate measures. I don't mean that Toronto's like doomed. I picked them to go pretty deep in the playoffs this year. I'm not writing that off, but all I'm saying is they're starting.
You don't think Samsonov's the guy taking the deep playoff run, do you?
I said that 2 weeks ago. Am I questioning myself? Hell yeah. But I said it. I never thought Matt Murray was. And quite honestly, this injury might be a blessing.
So Matt Murray goes in LTIR, right?
Yep.
And the Leafs had to have known his injury history. They play in the same division, right?
Well, no kidding. So the whole hockey world.
They probably looked at this and said, okay, we can bring Matt Murray in. If he plays decent, perfect. If he gets injured, we have $4.7 million cap space. I don't think they intended to trade Matt Murray just to put him on LTIR, but they also looked at that and said this wouldn't be a bad either way.
Okay, Blake. So let me ask you a question though. So then, why wouldn't you just take that money and go get a good goalie?
And go get a goalie. I know.
Why would you be like, hey, you know, this guy has an injury record and you know, if this happens,
but you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Well, sure. I mean, that's what they're thinking now.
I would just re-sign Campbell. If you're going to give, I mean, Campbell hasn't got off to a good start either, but,
I think Campbell's a better goalie.
You essentially traded picks to bring in Matt Murray for $250K less.
Okay. Here's what I don't understand. There has been good free agent goalies in the past 3 years, right?
They could have signed Kemper.
They could have signed Markstrom 3 years ago. Did they try? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think they would have been able to afford that.
Probably not. But that's their own fault, though, right? That's their own fault, Blake. The thing is, they've spent so much money up front. They have hogtied themselves on defense and goaltending. And where's hockey games won? In net. Nate, tell me a team that's winning right now that has got a crappy goalie. Nobody.
The only cup team that in my lifetime that won with a shit goalie is the Blackhawks with Antti-Niemi.
But he wasn't playing bad. He played good that year. But
they were winning game 7-5 though in the cup.
Okay. Well, let me throw one at you here that you're going to maybe go, yeah, I think you're right, Brad. And I don't hear that very often. How about Matt Murray in Pittsburgh?
Nah, he was pretty good though.
was he?
Those two. Hold on.
Was he?
Let me bring up.
Oh, I got it right here.
No, I got it right now.
I don't know.
Matt Murray.
I don't know.
I hate fact checking you.
0.907.
Hold on.
919. I got it right
here. NHL playoffs. So he went 15-6 in 15-16. He had a 2.08 goals against and a 923.
No, he didn't. I'm looking
at playoffs. Okay. I'm talking about playoffs.
Okay.
In the second year they won the cup. 1.7 goals against and a 937 save. He was unbelievable. Playing out of his mind. So that's why you fact check.
Okay, we'll look up, we'll look up Niemi then and look at what he was in the playoffs. And I bet you it was pretty decent. I bet you anything it was pretty decent. Let's prove Blake wrong. He's going to lie to us right now when he's looking at us.
How do you say his name?
N-I-E-M-I.
N-T-E-M-I.
N-I-E-M-I.
Yeah, I got it. Here he is. Show playoffs. Okay. 9-10 and a 2-6.
I think that's not terrible. 9-10's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he had one good year in San Jose, and the rest was in the threes in the playoffs. So he had two good years in the playoffs.
Oh, I know that, but you can say that there's been a lot of goalies that's happened to. That doesn't mean he was bad that year. Oh, Matt Murray's one example.
Who?
Matt Murray. His stats are not that great outside of those playoff runs.
Well, he came up with that in the playoffs. So.
His stats weren't even that great in the regular season that year, you know? I'm just saying that, like, goaltending is so critical.
The year they won the cup, he played 13 games in the regular season, had a 9-2 record with a .930 save and 2 goals against. Like, he bursted onto the scene. Just, it's a lot like Binnington.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was exactly like Binnington. Came in, nobody knew about him, went 9-2 in the regular season, and this guy had a crazy run in the playoffs. I mean, sometimes that just happens. But, I mean, Toronto fans thinking, oh, we're going to get the Stanley Cup goalie Matt Murray. It ain't happening. The guy's been good in 5 years. So, I mean, this when they traded for him, me and you both kind of scratched our head and we're like, kind of, what's going on here? But, I mean, I wouldn't, what is it called? Robita Island? I would not be surprised if, like, Matt Murray's in LTIR all year.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Seriously. Like,
I mean, I think he's going to come back.
The Leafs have literally done that in the past. They did it with Robita. They did it with Joffrey Lupo. They did it with Clarkson. Like,
wow.
They've done it a lot.
I do think though that he will be back in 4 weeks and play, and then that'll determine how he does.
Yeah.
That'll determine his future. He struggles coming back and he's history.
But Shalgren showed that he can play okay when they need him last year. Him and Samsonov will be fine.
I mean, Shalgren's not bad, but I mean, is he the answer?
But if he has to play 30 games, I mean, that'd be a little concerning.
It'd be concerning, but maybe he breaks out and proves the world wrong. I don't know.
Yeah.
When do you... I don't know. I just have always had this thing with Toronto goalies and how their market just destroys them. I had a Toronto fan in Toronto one night at a game tell me their last good goalie was Felix Potvin.
No, when was this?
8 years ago? 6 years ago?
Okay, he told me their last. That was before.
It was before Anderson. It was before Anderson.
So
he told me their last, but he failed to forget Ed Belfour, which was good for them.
Belfour was good.
I mean, he did.
Reimer had a couple good seasons. Oh,
they're never going to count Reimer though.
That shortened season he played out of his mind.
I don't think Reimer's that bad.
No, he's. I mean, the fans just got on him. I mean,
they get on everybody, man.
Same reason why they got on Anderson, same reason why they got on Campbell. I mean, that's just what they do. It's what they do.
Let's talk about a couple other teams who are, we're just going to touch on this very quickly, but a couple other teams that are really in the hurt bag and Miles Wood.
That was a wild quote. You got it?
Go ahead, read it.
I don't have it with me. Oh. I don't have it in front of me, but he pretty much said in game two of the year that tonight is a must win. And I'm just like, what?
And they went on to lose to Detroit. And
they want Lindy Ruff gone. Did you see Lindy Ruff's reaction when he got booed during their home opener? He looked at his assistant coach and said, are they booing me? And this assistant coach like shook his head. Did you see that video?
No, but
they want that guy gone.
New Jersey sucks, and I predicted that they'd suck.
But it's just like, they're like the Buffalo Sabres. Like, eventually, you got to start getting better. No,
they haven't drafted any. Okay, they haven't worried. Here's their problem, Blake, and this is a Buffalo. Let me explain something. This is a Buffalo issue too. The teams that rebuild from the goaltender to the defense to the forwards find success. Teams that rebuild by just plucking forwards and forgetting and just hoping that the defense and goaltending just magically gets better doesn't work. Yeah. Look at the history of rebuilds. Name me a team that is rebuilding and had success with a crappy goalie. Nobody.
Well, Colorado did it until they got Kemper.
Yeah, but I don't.
They didn't have the best goaltending. They built their team without a goalie. They didn't have a homegrown goalie.
They weren't. No, but they never had I don't know. I don't really look at Colorado as a team
I guess they had Varlamov for a little bit.
Colorado didn't have to totally tear down though either. I mean, they had one bad year.
They also got lucky with Makar at four. Yeah. And
I mean, McKinnon, I wouldn't say you're getting lucky.
One overall, Byram at fifth overall.
You're not lucky at four.
Nobody knew what Makar was. He's coming out of the AJ. Like, let's just be honest.
I knew who he was.
Nobody thought that he was going to be this good.
I watched him in college.
No, I know. But I'm saying, his draft year, he played in the AJ,
he was a absolute stud.
Yeah, for sure, as he should be.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to name a team, and you tell me if they're in panic mode or should be panicking. Columbus.
I mean, I picked them to finish sixth, so I don't know.
They're probably about where I think they should be. Ottawa.
Yeah. They played good. I thought they played a good game against the Leafs on Saturday. That was a good hockey game. I'm not sure if you got a chance to watch it.
And I don't think they should panic. This team's going to be okay.
No, they're going to be good. I got them finishing fifth, but I don't think it's time to panic.
San Jose.
There is no panic button. They're just bad.
Minnesota.
What's their record? 2-1 and 2. Fleury hasn't got off to a good start.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to talk about that one. We'll skip that one. Vancouver.
I mean, they've scored enough goals to be 3-0. They've carried 3-goal lead and 2-2-goal leads in the third period and lost every single one. Today was embarrassing. You're up 4-2 going to the third and lose 6-4. As Bo Horvat says, that's unacceptable, but I mean, as a fan, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing that word because what are you going to do about it? If you can keep talk is cheap with this team. I mean, I've heard the same shit out of these players' mouth every single year. So, JT Miller's been on the ice for 9 of 13 goals. He hasn't got off to a good start. Thatcher Demko hasn't got off to a great start. I think he's got a 13 goals against average in 3 games. They're not getting saves. They're not playing defense in the third period. They're like I said on in the preview or the standings. I said this team is going to score enough goals to win. I think I said they're going to score top 10 goals in the league, and they've scored 4 goals in all 3 games. If you're scoring 4 goals, you should be winning all these games. If you score 4 goals in a game, you should win the game.
For sure, they should be 3-0.
Team, they're not playing defense. They take way too many penalties. Their penalty kill is below 50%. Their power play is 2 for 15. I do think that'll figure itself out though, but I don't know. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating to watch them blow 2-goal leads like that. It's just brutal.
They play with no defensive structure.
To answer your question, you don't hit the panic button. It's game 3. Fans saying Bruce Boudreau should get fired. It's ridiculous. But I mean, they got to close out this road trip with a couple wins to at least salvage it. If you win the next two, they did this last year too. They lost their first three and then they won two to salvage this trip. They gotta do something like that. If they finish the trip 2-3, it's not that bad if you start 0-3.
Yeah, I mean? But now they've built themselves a tough bridge here. They gotta win the next two.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Ugh, time to go around the league. Travis Sanheim signs in Philadelphia, 8 years, 6.25, familiar contract.
Yeah, Mackenzie Weegar. Yeah, that just makes the Weegar contract look even better. I'm still flabbergasted they got him for that price.
Are you that flabbergasted by it?
I am. Like when I was in Toronto when I saw when it popped up on my phone, I said, "Are you fucking kidding me? This is bullshit." For one, this guy could have got $8 million in the open market. Easily $8 million.
Yeah, I don't know.
Easily,
I don't know.
Easily, he could have got 7 years times eight.
Well, he got more money.
I don't know. No, he didn't get more money than that.
Add up the total.
It's
close. It's about the same.
I'm not a big. No, it's not. Not quite. But
yeah. Well, I wasn't going to test your math skills there. Minnesota Wild. Two games in, they have yet to win. But the sad part is they've allowed 14 goals. I know they let 7 in against the Rangers, 7 in against LA. Marc-Andre Fleury's goals against is 8.35 and his save percent is 7.77.
Yeah. Ooh, not good.
And they're losing not again good. Tonight as we record this 4-3. What do you, this is a tough one because it's kind of like the Vancouver thing. It's like, well, you can't win if you let in 7.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care how good an offense you have. So I can't.
But that's also a team that usually plays a really good structure.
That's what defense. I'm saying. More so than Vancouver would.
For them to be giving up this much goals is kind of alarming. It's very unlike Fleury to be giving up that much goals. But I mean, like I said with Demko and Fleury, I mean these guys are proven. They've done it in the past. I mean, Demko not as much as Fleury, but I mean he'll turn this around. I wouldn't be too concerned about that.
No, I would agree on the Marc-Andre Fleury thing. I just don't think this Minnesota team's as good as last year, but
well, they're just in cap hell though. That's the problem. Well,
there's a lot of.
I like some young. Their young talent, like Boldy and Rossi,
both those two are amazing.
Yeah, they got some. They got some good young talent. I mean, they got what's his name, Kalen Addison on the back end. I like their young talent, but
I think this team
is going to be cap strapped for a little while.
I think this team's going to pull out of it, though. I do.
Yeah,
I do. Sonny Milano signs a two-way contract with the Washington Capitals, 1 year, $750,000, was put on waivers, cleared waivers, and was assigned to Hershey of the American Hockey League. Was this signing surprising?
I'm surprised nobody picked him up for $750K.
Did you see him in the preseason?
No, I didn't. I'm not.
No, nobody did. That's the problem. Nobody saw him. He was that much of a ghost.
Yeah. He was
that ineffective.
But I mean, it's good. It's a good depth signing for Washington. I mean, the thing, like Milano had 40 points last year. Like he's a skilled player. He's a good player.
Blake, I'm going to tell you something. There is something. This guy must be the laziest pile in the world.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's something on this guy. There's something. A team doesn't let a 40 point guy go and walk for nothing, do they? Anaheim did it. He goes to Calgary. Yeah. He's a freaking ghost in the preseason. Did nothing. Couldn't even get shots on net. Yeah. Something's going on.
Something's going on. Are you surprised that Cody Eakin didn't? Was he bad too?
just use Cody Eakin, man. Like, what do you, he's not the youngest.
Bottom six guy, though, no?
I don't know.
Kills penalties, wins faceoffs. Like, don't you need those kind of guys?
Absolutely. Every team needs them, but Calgary's
better than Rooney. He's better than Rooney.
Not even close. Not even close.
Not even close?
Not even close. Rooney has been really great. Rooney has been great.
Okay.
He's not even on the same planet as Rooney. Oh yeah, well, okay. So you're saying you're a better hockey mind than Daryl Sutter and Kirk Muller? And everybody and every other general manager that let Cody Eakin walk?
I would just rather Eakin. He's a more experienced guy.
Okay. Everybody's listening to this podcast now going, Blake's an idiot. Okay. Because he's not even in the league. He's not even in the league, dude. Do you think every other general manager was like,
okay, but do you think every general manager is lining up to get Rooney on their team?
Absolutely.
No.
The Rangers didn't want to lose Rooney.
He's a fourth line center. He's so replaceable.
Okay, you watch.
Okay, stop. That's just ridiculous.
Name me a fourth line in the National Hockey League better than Calgary's right now.
I don't even know who's on their line.
Rooney, Lucic, and Richie. Name me a better one. Nobody. Okay, you can't do it.
I'll have to go look. I'll text you later. I'll go look.
You watch this year.
Okay.
They had freaking Edmonton.
Best fourth line in NHL, eh?
Right now. Currently.
Okay, it's three games in. Let's pipe the brakes.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you talk about Rooney like you watched him all preseason and all regular season, and you haven't watched him.
I watched him a little bit and with the Rangers last year.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's nothing special. I mean, he's a big center. Who cares?
Big body. That can win faceoffs.
You get a lot of guys to do that job.
That can win why would you go get another one?
It's ridiculous. Yeah,
I know. It is ridiculous because you're not making sense. The NHL has closed the investigation on Lightning Ian Cole. They stated that there was no evidence to substantiate the allegations posted on social media. Hold on.
We got some breaking news. Bruce Boudreaux, we are mentally weak. When you're on a roll, you're waiting for good things to happen. When you're in something like this, you're waiting for something bad to happen.
That's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what I said.
That's tough. Freaking
truth. Your team's a train wreck.
It's tough.
Ian, that's not breaking news either. We all knew that before the show started.
No, the quote is breaking news.
Whew.
Okay, that's breaking news. Going to this Cole stuff, I'm not surprised that they found nothing. I mean, the fact that they tried to reach out to this anonymous person and they wouldn't comply, like, that just tells you it's like something's a little fishy there.
So what happens next time this happens? Because if that's the case, every Tom, Dick, and Harry,
it's like the boy that cried wolf.
Okay, so let me ask you this question: we're going to use social media as a credible source to suspend people now? Because if that's the case, then night before a playoff game, I'm making a fake account and saying that Connor McDavid raped me.
Okay, calm down.
What's the difference? That's exactly what happened here.
Yeah, I don't know. We talked about this last week.
I know, and it shocks me.
There's nothing much more to say.
Yes, there is. The NHL has got to absolutely, if you're going to make an allegation against somebody, it has to be done somewhere other than social media. Hello, Akimalu. And you need to do this the proper way by going to the league. Right?
Yeah.
We can't be doing this. This is crazy. Every crazy fan in every market's going to be saying crap that's untrue about every other player to get him suspended. If I was Ian Cole, I'd be freaking out. And there should be recourse done. And that's why the NHLPA is really upset about this. This is going to be a bigger deal than what it is. It's this one. The NHLPA is not happy about this. Battle of Alberta, Calgary wins 4-3 in an entertaining game, a really good hockey game, actually. A lot of new faces. Is the Battle of Alberta going to be different this year? Well, shit, what do we care? Well, they only get to play three times.
It's going to be different because they only play two more times, which is a joke. They should be playing at least five minimum.
Four
minimum. NHL markets, their markets is so bad at marketing teams and rivalries. There is no reason why these two teams should not be playing five times a year. Minimum.
We play the Chicago, we play the Winnipeg Jets and the Chicago Blackhawks the same amount of times that we play the Edmonton Oilers. Figure that out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's supposed to be one of the biggest rivalries in the league and you're only playing three games. Like, it didn't have as much jam to it as it usually does, but I mean,
you didn't think so? Just,
no, no. I mean, I think it'll pick up. I think it'll pick up as the season goes on and as the games get a little more meaningful, but I mean, I just think there wasn't enough jam, maybe because it was 4-1 Calgary before you could even blink.
So what do you consider jam? Fighting?
Yeah, some fights, big hits. I mean, there wasn't really much. I mean, there was a lot of goals. I mean, early. Calgary jumped on Campbell early.
That's what the series has been.
It was what? 4-1? First 10 minutes?
Yeah, it was 3-0.
Or no, it's 3-0. 3-0.
3-0.
Yeah, 3-0. Then they yanked him. So it was
4-1 after
4-1. Then they got two. They got one in the second, one in the third, made it 4-3. So
they hit.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good game.
They hit like two or three posts. It should have been like 5-1 after one because they hit like two posts too. Darnell Nurse fined for a hit in the Vancouver game against Kyle Burrows, which I thought was kind of a senseless, dirty left.
Honestly, I would have given him a game. Not even because it was a Vancouver player, just because of like the history of Darnell Nurse. He was a defenseless player. He just got in the corner by Kane. It's at the end of the period. Just like the timing, it was just brutal. And Darnell Nurse, like, I think he's a decent defenseman, but there's just sometimes he's not terrible. He's decent, but he's not worth 9.25.
He's not even, okay, right now, we're seeing guys sign for 6.25. Do you want Travis Sanheim or Darnell Nurse?
Yeah, I'll take Sanheim.
So will I. I mean, I could go on and on. He's a $5 million guy.
That being said, I like the line that he plays on. He's like Matthew Tkachuk. He walks the line, and sometimes he crosses it. And
I'm not against that.
No, and I'm not against it either, because if you're done on Earth, you need to play with an edge. You need to have a physical presence, because that's what he does best. He brings a physical presence.
But the coaching staff in Edmonton's got to be behind closed doors going, this guy is just a train wreck defensively.
Yeah, he's, I mean, it's not good. I mean, he's taken three stupid penalties already, so.
Yeah. Be interesting to see how that plays out this year. It is time for three questions.
It's time for three questions.
It is my turn this week to fire three questions at Blake. He will return the favor next week on the show. Question number one, are you ready?
Yeah.
Connor McDavid hit 700 points in his career this past week. What does he have to do to be remembered as the greatest Edmonton Oiler of all time?
Win a Stanley Cup. That's all he's got to do. He's done everything else but win. Wayne's got four.
How many?
Wayne's got five. So he doesn't have
five in Edmonton, does he? No.
He's got four. He's got four.
Thought it was,
but yeah, he's got to win at least one.
So if he's got to win as many as Gretzky, holy shit!
I don't know. It's like, is Gretzky's point, like, is that in jeopardy?
No,
I don't think. Like, he had 200 point seasons.
Gretzky's points are not even close. No,
McDavid had 100 points in 50 games.
There's no one catching Wayne Gretzky's points.
But if there's one guy to do it, it's him.
No. I don't think he could do it.
He's at 700 points in 400 games.
488 games.
So 500. Say 500, okay? So 1,400 and 1,000.
Okay.
Yeah, Gretzky's still got 2,800. Never mind.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's not even, yeah. No, it's not happening.
Yeah, probably not happening.
Number two. Lots of players are in new jerseys this year.
Yep. Did you see that thing that Caroline Cameron did?
What player looks the weirdest in their new uniform?
What player looks the weirdest?
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, wow, I don't picture that. But
I'm going to say Andre Palat in a Devils uniform.
Yeah.
Another one. What's it? I can't think right now.
You know which one? Brett Burns looks really weird in a Hurricane.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think it's a bad. He's going to do great there, I think. It just looks different, you know? It just looks really odd.
Campbell and Oilers?
That looked odd, too, didn't it?
Doesn't look weird. Doesn't look right
to me. But, you know, we saw him in an L.A. jersey, too, you know? So that one didn't look as weird as Burns. And I know Burns played in Minnesota, too, but I think if you ask everybody, they'd say, oh, he's a Shark.
But he's played the last 9 years in the Sharks, so.
Yeah. It's kind of like when I saw Joe Thornton in a Florida jersey. I was like, whoa, that looks just really weird.
Well, even in a Leafs uniform.
He looked weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Question number three. Besides your favorite team, what teams do you enjoy watching the most?
The first week of the season?
Yeah.
I guess say Calgary. They played well against Colorado. They really took it to them, and then I really enjoyed the Battle of Alberta. So I'd probably say Calgary. You?
Well, I mean, obviously Calgary is my favorite team, so obviously I'm gonna say that. I've enjoyed what I've seen this year of watching Pittsburgh for some reason.
Other than the blowing 2-goal lead to,
but it was, but it was entertaining today. Though. I didn't see the today's. I did not see today's.
They lost in overtime.
You can get crabby with me, but it's kind of like looking at a car accident. You can't help but watch. And I've enjoyed watching the Canucks so far this year just because it's like,
nice, bro.
But you know what?
You know they're the first. Well, I got another stat for you. The Canucks are the first team in NHL history to lose each of their first three games of the season while blowing a multi-lead goal in every game. Nice. Just what I wanted to hear.
You got records that. That's a good one. All right,
set like three records in three games. It's been three games. They've set three NHL records.
And they're not in records you want to set. So, all right, listener question this week. I got a curveball for you. I don't have a listener question, but I got a trivia for you. I got two trivia questions I want to ask you and to see if you can get them right since you're in the mood for trivia. All right. Who are the top seven goal scorers in the last five seasons?
Like number one?
Yeah. Who has scored the most goals in the past five seasons?
I got to name the Rocket River Sharks.
No. Combined, total. Last 5 years, what seven players have the most goals?
Okay, I'll go McDavid.
Okay, got one.
Draisaitl.
Two.
Matthews.
Three.
Think. Pasternak.
Yep, you got four.
Last 5 years. I'm missing a big one here.
You're missing the number one.
Number one?
Yeah.
Oh, Ovi. Duh.
Yeah. Okay, so you got the top. You've got five. The top five.
Who scores a lot of goals? Is McKinnon on there?
Yeah, McKinnon's seven. You're missing six. I'm sorry.
Six.
I don't think you're going to get this one. You're not
going to. Give me a call. Give me a division.
Central.
Oh.
I'm giving you one guess and then we're moving on.
I'll go Patrick Kane.
No. Kyle Connor.
Wow. That's good. I did a good job.
All right. Well, let's see how good you are on this
seven?
One.
6 or 7.
And this one's really fitting for tonight. What NHL goalie, and it has nothing to do with the Canucks, so okay. What NHL goalie has the most shutouts since 2010?
Since 2010?
Yep.
Carey Price?
He's fifth.
So I got to name seven?
No, five.
Oh, five.
He's fifth.
Vasilevskiy?
No.
No?
No.
Hmm.
Most shutouts since 2010?
Since 2010.
All of them, three of the five still play, two don't. Three don't, sorry. Price doesn't play anymore either. So number one and number two still play and start. Three, four, and five don't play, but all just retired in the last 3 years.
Luongo?
No. 3 years, dude? Luongo hasn't been in the league for five. That's a pipe dream, too. You want me to let you off the hook?
Hold on.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. We talked about one of them earlier in the show. And he is sucking the big wagon dagging this year.
Oh, Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah, he leads with 55. Jonathan Quick is second with 48.
Fuck.
Tuukka Rask is third with 46. Pekka Rinne has 46. Carey Price has 45.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I saw that one and I thought,
I'm a goalie guy. I should have got that.
I thought you'd get more than one.
The retired guys throw me off all the time.
But they, you know, they're recent. Rask, Rinne.
Yeah.
Price.
But, yeah.
All of them, I was surprised. I was surprised that there was that many that were still relevant, though. You know?
Yeah.
That's quite a few. That's quite a few. All right. Another show in the books next
Canucks
week.
Play tomorrow, so.
Do they really?
I need a win to keep my fucking sanity.
They play again tomorrow? Oh, that's not what
they play Columbus tomorrow.
Oh, that's what the doctor ordered.
Yeah.
That is what the doctor ordered.
I don't know if the doctor orders anything that's right for this team right now.
I don't know. Check us out at debatehockey.com. Get on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, like, subscribe, do all those good things. We're back next Monday night talking hockey again. Enjoy this week's hockey action. And, let's be thankful hockey's back, whether your team's winning or losing. Right, Blake?
Yep.
See you next week, hockey fans.
Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.